I just very quickly, just a few thoughts. The Sipurnu, the beginning of the parsha, it talks on the parsha. It's the end of the first paragraph here. Holach Esther the Kim Holach Noach. Holach Bidrochov. He went in the ways of Hashem. He was going in the ways of Hashem, which ought to be meitiv, to do good for everyone, everyone besides himself, everyone extraneous to himself. And he reprimanded the people of his generation. He built the teva 120 years. He was telling them there's going to be a mabul, do tshuva. And he brings a chinkos of some historian. There seems to be some historian that wrote the same thing, that this was Noach's thing. So it's interesting when we talk about Noach the tzaddik, Noach ish tzaddik, is a tzaddik b'maisa. His actions, whether it was b'dayroisov or not, whether he would have been the same in a different door or not, but his actions were certainly very, very appropriate. He was a tzaddik. But when it comes to defining whether a person is going b'darkei Hashem, so there's one definition. That definition is lehetiv lezulosoi v'hoichiach b'neidoroi. It even sounds like the lehetiv that he's talking about here is lehoichiach b'neidoroi. There is a medrash later that says that he was called tzaddik because he was zon de brios. He and Yosef were both. Yosef was zon Mitzrayim. He sustained the brios in the teva. Maybe that's why he's called a tzaddik. But this concept of holach bidrochov is toluy in being meitiv. That seems to be the definition of the darkei Hashem, that a person is meitiv lezulosoi v'chiach b'nei doiroi. And unfortunately, we find that there's a lot of tzaddikim in pelts. You know what a tzaddik in pelts is? That's what a pelts was, these warm fur, Russian fur coats that they used to wear, you know, in the cold Russian winters. They said that tzaddik in pelts. You know, I take care of myself, I worry about my own ruchnius, I'm medaktik in my own mitzvahs, I'm zoher, that I perform each and every mitzvah, and mamish, I'm a tzaddik, you know, a real tzaddik. Noach certainly could have qualified for that because he lived in a generation of such rishis. The very fact that he was able to withstand for 500 years the rishis of a generation, the influence of a generation, there was such kilkul, there was such hashchosa, the animals themselves were mushchosim. Allah has come over come the human beings. And he still made the maisov, he did his thing, he was ish tzaddik, and he reached whatever it is compared to Avraham Avinu into a different door, but the power to withstand and to ward off such influence. And yet the thing that defines the halicha bidrochov is not all of his good personal deeds. He did personally, he conducted himself the way he was supposed to. This was the darkei Hashem. There's no gezel, there's no arayas, and all these things, and against such influence. But that's not what it is. In fact, according to the Medrash, that's not even why he's called a tzaddik. But the tzaddik because of the hatova, and hoilech bidrochov because of meitiv lezulosoi, v'hoichiach b'nei doiroi. So I thought that this is a tremendously powerful lesson of how we have to be thinking in terms of what we could do lezulas for someone else. Chaim Volozhiner writes that the ikar that we're put on this world is to do for others, not for ourselves. And yet the human being, I guess that's part of the Yetzirah, that's part of the Nesoyin, that's part of making it an act of Bechira, is created with such a natural selfishness. Selfishness helps in certain situations too. Chayecha koidim. I've heard some very extreme excuses of chayecha koidim recently, which are just outlandish. But there is such a thing. A person has to recognize and appreciate. But to do for others. Lohichiach b'nei doiroi. Such b'nei doiroi. Such hopeless b'nei doiroi. A generation that who would imagine that anything would ever rub off on them, and yet to spend 120 years of doing it? That's lehitiv lezulosoi. That's Esra, the kimis halach Noach. Noach was holich bedarkei Hashem because he had such a commitment to be mative in the most extreme situations, in the most unlikely situations, and with all the godless that he had to be able to survive personally as a tzaddik in those situations, that's not enough to be holich bedrochov. That's Esra, the kimis halach Noach is only because of his emulating the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is to be mative. I think that if we're really looking to improve and refine our characters and develop the midas of Hashem, the core, the essence, the hishalich b'fonov, the holech bedrochov, that's to be mative others, that's to be moichiach others, and that really has to be of primary importance. But it also pays. It's also very, very worthwhile. Because if you look at the next Sipurnu on Pasuk Yud, he says, "Vayolet Noach me'oz shehischil hoichiach b'nei doiroi zocho lebonim." When did he start having children? This man, who grew up, who lived in a generation of such evil, and managed to maintain his level of piety, and withstand all the negative pressure and the influence. Everybody's influenced by society. That's the derech briyose shel odom, the Rambam says, to be influenced. It's the natural way of the human being to be influenced by his surroundings. And yet, he was able to maintain his own. But when was he zoichet to have children? Me'oz shehischil lohichiach b'nei doiroi. He didn't finish the job. It's not that I spent 120 years being moichiach the generation. I started to do it. The first step, the effort, I don't know what haschola is called, but the beginning, I started. I began the process. Then already he was zeichet to have children. Zeichet, it wasn't stam children. These are the children that built the world after that. And that schus he didn't have because of his own tzidkis, that he was able to maintain his values and his identity and his morals as opposed to all the worst hashchosa in the world surrounding him. But that was because it was maschil hoichiach es doiroi, who, this hopeless generation that the chances of war, and the fact that it didn't work doesn't prove anything, but they were so far and so remote, but yet he began that process. That's why he was zeicha to bonim. That's why he was zeicha. That was the schus that brought about the schus that Noach is the father of every one of us and everyone who exists today, and all the world and all the hatova and all the Torah and all the mitzvahs and all the accomplishments and all the schusim, it all from him. And he was zeicha to that because he was maschil the process. I think that a yeshiva environment lends itself to a lot of selfish expression. Because first of all, I'm not supposed to worry about my own learning. That's true. And that there may very well be a chayecha koidim. But you know, the Rashiva always used to say, we still have to do chesed, because otherwise we become like a stone. We become so hardened to the midas ha-chesed, to the midas of hatova, that when it comes to the time when we want to really be mative, we have our own family, we want to be mative to Klal Yisrael, and maybe now the time is more appropriate because I finished my learning and now this is the next shlav of my life. But we become so hardened and so used to this ugly selfishness, which may have been necessary at the point, therefore we have to. But that's on one level. But on another level, person learns with a chavrusa. Person is meitiv. Person is concerned that the chavrusa gets it as well as he does. The Rambam brings from Aristotle. I've mentioned this, that on the Mishnah Knei Lecho Chover, that Aristotle says the third level of a chover is a pursuit of a common goal, and they love each other and they're working together to achieve this goal. And each one is concerned for his own development and for his chaver's development as well. And at the end, he signs off, ki avas harav letalmid, v'hatalmid leharav. That even a relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud has to be one of mutual growth. I'm concerned for you, and you're concerned for me. And I dare say that if we wish to bring out this concern that others should be concerned for us, it certainly stems from the fact, certainly from a Rebbe, from a parent, that we have that concern for the development and the achievement of the goals of the other one, of the Zulas, and the Mela, they now reciprocate with that concern for us. But that's really what it's all about. So I think that since the future we know we're going to have to be Meitiv and Moichiach, we should be spending some time, whether it's with the Chavrusa permanently, whether it's spending some time to give over to someone who may not be as advanced as I am, and this whether it's as a Rebbe, whether it's as a Koyle Jungerman, whether it's as a Bocher who's more advanced, or someone who's less advanced, when it's someone who's less advanced, they can help someone who's more advanced. It makes no difference. But this has to be, this is what it's about. This is what it means, Leleches Bidrochov. This is what it means, Eso Elekim Salech Noach. I just want to end with a story that my father-in-law told me, that there was a Bocher, a Jungerman, probably a Jungerman, in Chevron, in those days, and he was very close with the Chazon Ish. He used to go constantly, speak to him, and the Rebbetzin would always let him in. The Chazon Ish was always, you know, available to him. And I think he was available to everybody, maybe the Rebbetzin also, like, made sure that he could get to speak to him. And the Chevron, from the Chevron Yeshiva, used to send him all the time with shailas to ask the Chazon Ish. So he would go off in those days, Mr. Stomach. It took at least 2 hours plus to get there and 2 hours plus to get back. And he once asked the Chazon Ish, he says, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. It's too much Bittul Torah. You know, like, it's so much traveling in this. So the Chazon Ish, the quote my father-in-law said was, Vos retia, what are you talking about? Wenn der tut chesed, wer der nefesh gresser, umifashteit Torah besser. It says, when you do chesed, the nefesh becomes greater, and you understand the Torah more. So he says, this is gor, these chasodim are what's helping you to grow in learning. This is the schus, it's the Torah, the gift of Torah, Hashem yitein chochmo mipiv dasu svuno. It's a matnas elokim, yogatu motsoso. And it's a gift from Hashem. We ask Hashem every day, v'sein b'libeinu, l'hovinu, l'haskil, l'hoi reineinu, b'seiro secho. It's a gift from Hashem. And when we're meitiv, and when we do for others, and especially if it's in the learning, and it's in the ruchnius, not shaykh. And that, it seems, that was the schus, that Noach was zeicher to have bonim, because he began that process. Maybe we should think seriously about if we haven't already begun to begin that process.